Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Pistol formation as the Cowboys start at the 20, coming left to right. Dowdle behind Rush, who bobbles the snap. Scrum for it. Eagles got it. Cooper Rush bobbled the snap, and Milton Williams, the defensive end, beat him to the ball.
We have 700 watching on the YouTube, fan cam, and Twitch. I suggest that number get to 800, yeah. Because RJ Choppy has just taken over the 6 a.m. club with a little prop that he was saving that I did not see to kick off the show. He's wearing it now for Star Up, Star Down, brought to you by Crown Royal, the official whiskey of the NFL. Let's see how much that blocks your sound quality.
It's a good question. Is it blocking it at all?
I think it's a little. I think it's pretty. It's good enough.
Okay, good, because I can't see the microphone. I don't know if it's in front of my mouth or not. But there we go.
Where did you get that, and when did you decide to be inspired to wear it?
Well, last night watching the game, and you know, I saw on social media like
now you've worn like two types of bags in the last couple of weeks, Halloween and now this.
That's right, absolutely, the Halloween trash bag, of course, and then this one. But yeah, I was like looking for I was looking for the bag last night, and I was like, we don't have any of these things. I had to find one. I found finally. I was digging through the pantry, trying to find a bag, but. You know, I just don't have a slogan. I can't put ain'ts. That doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
They're not the Saints. I need a slogan to write on the paper bag, but this is about where we are.
This is a big jump from two, because we all know how much he hates masks. So for him to put that on, goodness, that's a big deal for him.
Plus, I've got to pick my nose right now, and it's hard to do.
RJ Choppy with the paper bag over the face, and we saw a few more of those at home with a sell Jerry, and that got back to him. Woo! Things would get even worse Tuesday mornings at 8:30, but RJ Choppy representing. Did you just take the sip of the coffee?
No, it was I tried to.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Muscle memory. All right. So there's RJ representing. Let's see how long he can go with that. Y'all get some screenshots and send it to us so we can send it back out on social media. RJ Choppy representing the feeling of the Cowboy fans with a brown paper bag over the dome. Star down. Star down. And I'll start with the highlight there that you heard on this radio station. If you listened to it live yesterday, Cooper Rush. The fumbled snap to start off with out of the shotgun. Eagles ball on the 17-yard line. He was high to Tolbert, 3rd and 10. He skipped one to Hunter Lipke. At one point, he was 8 of 17 for 36 yards. 0 for 5 on passes over 10 yards. Bobby had the note that CeeDee Lamb had 13 yards on 7 targets in the first half. Cooper then, 10 of 19 for 38. 2 yards per attempt. Did you find the note on whether that was the worst in the league this season?
It is. The completed air yards per attempt was 0.9 yards, and that is the worst figure in the NFL by about half a yard.
He underthrew CeeDee Lamb, and he had Slay beat in the third quarter. The stats, courtesy of Bobby Belt, on 10-plus air yards for Cooper Rush yesterday. 0 for 6, 0 for 9 with the air yards, 7 for 10 negative air yards, 5 for 6. These are the hideous, ugly numbers that came out of the right arm of Cooper Rush. Yeah. And Choppy texted the group yesterday and said, I don't remember him being this bad a couple of years ago, because he wasn't. The Cowboys weren't winning 4 or 5 games by throwing for 50 or 60 yards. Now, you weren't getting any 300s in there, but you had games over 200 yards for Cooper. He was not just someone that was breathing with a pulse out there to take the snaps. He made a couple of plays in every single game, and none of that came close to even happening yesterday.
There are two kinds of backups.
You got, just hear him talk through that bag.
You have the backups that manage the game.
You just got the YouTube to jump by 220 people. We're almost at 1,000. Started the segment at 700.
See how long I can go with this. You can't. You have quarterbacks that are backups that manage the game, and then ones that cost you the game, like that you just can't do anything with.
Yeah,
Cooper was somebody that could manage the game.
Yep.
2 years ago, yesterday. You couldn't do anything with him. Not only, like, it's like he had never thrown a football before. Like, he didn't warm up. I mean, he was skipping rocks. He was out there like Donovan McNabb, late Donovan, like Washington Commanders Donovan, where he's out there just skipping it everywhere. Like, none of those passes were even remotely, those are non-competitive passes.
Cooper, what the heck was that, dude?
Yeah, just didn't play well enough. We ran it well in the first half. We just didn't capitalize sometimes down there in the red zone. A couple good long drives. Defense gets a turnover, and we don't capitalize. And, it can snowball fast when you don't take care of the ball as well. You know, like you said, early spot.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Let them one early in the first quarter and then going to the end zone. So turnovers will always kill you. And, we had a chance with the defense playing well and to overcome those, come out of the halftime, and we just didn't.
No, he sounds exactly like he played, lifeless and asleep. During the 4-game winning streak in 2022, he did not turn it over once with interceptions. He threw for 235, 215, 223, and then 102 before losing to Filthy with 181 yards and 3 interceptions.
Yeah, the raw QBR yesterday was the second worst in the NFL. Not the worst. The worst was Mac Jones. But Cooper Rush's raw QBR yesterday was 14.9, which is just brutal. I mean, it was an awful performance from Cooper Rush. He couldn't do anything in terms of completely inaccurate. I think it was the first third down throw he had where you saw, all right, there's the lack of arm strength. He just couldn't get the ball to CeeDee Lamb. And there were a couple different times where you saw, all right, he's having trouble getting the ball there. But, I mean, this is maybe what you'd expect it would look like, where even with Dak in there, they looked as awful as they did. You put Cooper Rush in there and it's going to look worse. It's just, man, the decision to start Rush looks really bad right now.
Well, yeah, it does after the game, but I would fight anyone for the purposes of trying to win a couple of games until you're totally, completely out of it. 4-1 has to count for something a couple of years ago.
Sure.
It has to count for something. Start Cooper Rush, but my next star down is for Mike McCarthy and his offense and his play calling.
First down now from the 42. Almost messed up the handoff. Lance pulls it back. The ball is caught by Ferguson and fumbled. picked up by the Eagles and run down the left sideline by Blankenship.
All right, now for the play calling for Big Mike. CeeDee Lamb screens, that freaking reverse to Lamb that they act like no one has seen on tape.
They do it every week.
My God, the same thing. Run some type of action off of it. At least Bones Fossil said, all right, maybe we'll do something different with Turpin and these fake reverses.
Do
maybe
a pass.
We'll do something. Just do something different. Rico on third and goal. That had the AT&T Stadium crowd pissed off. No gain of 8. The first 19 plays, 47 yards, no gain of 8 or more yards. Nance kept saying that. Again, your first 19 plays, 47 yards, no gain of 8 or more. And then, nothing was worse than opening the third quarter and the two straight back-to-back plays to Rico and Tolbert. Two throws for 2 yards, well short of the sticks, not even trying to get close to the first down marker. And it felt like an absolute give up. It felt like an absolute give up right there. Like Mike McCarthy's trying to make Cooper rush it like he is. I'm not accusing him. But it's so bad. It's like he's trying to make Cooper's numbers so terrible that other evaluators throughout the league give him a head coaching opportunity after this to say, well, you didn't have your starter. I mean, this is how bad the drop-off is.
Yeah, you won 12 games 3 years in a row. Then everything went to hell this 1 year, and you lose your quarterback. And
chaos.
So bad.
Yes.
I just don't understand.
Why. I didn't think his play calling, I didn't think I could be more critical of McCarthy after last week. I think this was worse. I think this was worse in terms of what they were trying to do out there.
Yeah, I mean,
then to not even want to dial it up a little bit more with Kellen on the other side, like that straight up one-on-one matchup on the other side. No, he dialed it back.
Look, I mean, you know.
And I don't get into, I'm sorry, I keep interrupting. My mind is just, it's
you're
frazzled.
Blown away.
I'm blown away. I don't even remember what I was going
to
say.
That actually, if he is like trying to look worse, that actually would be next level. That would be next level sabotage. You don't actually see that ever happening. Like, I'm going to look so bad that people are going to give me pity jobs.
I remember what I was going to say. I don't really get into play calling and criticizing and all that stuff. You know, I'm not going to pretend to be X's and O's guy and break things down of this is the zone coverage and zero blitz and this is what they're seeing and then people playing cover zero, people going in playing too deep. I don't try to act like I'm seeing all that stuff. I rely on our scouts, especially after watching the film like post-tuck clarity tomorrow at 7:20. But there are some times where it's so obvious and it jumps off the screen or jumps through the radio. That was how bad that was yesterday for McCarthy and his offense.
It was brutal because it didn't look like you were having trouble running the ball. Like, it looked like you actually could have gotten the ground game going. And they moved away from that really quickly. And even in a game where, I mean, what, this was technically still a one-possession game going into halftime. Because, I mean, obviously with a two-point conversion. But it's 14-6 at halftime. Don't tell me about all these circumstances where you can't run the ball because you got these blocks. You were moving the ball somewhat effectively with Rico Dowdle early yesterday, and you decided, all right, you know what? Let's get away from that. Let's try these, you know, negative 6-yard screen passes, and let's try random 30-yard shots down the field every 5 or 6 throws. It was just brutal.
They were running it so well with Rico. They had a third and goal run from the 3.
That was that. I lost my mind.
The Micah Force fumble. I think you have first and goal on the 6. Yeah. look at RJ's eyes are up to over 1,000 now on Twitch and YouTube. But Choppy, they ran that third and goal from the 3, and Arlington lost their minds out there.
I mean, I don't know how you didn't lose your mind on that one. I mean, that was absurd. Third and goal, that you have to score a touchdown. I mean, what do you? You don't have. If you had Derrick Henry, that's a bad play. If you had Derrick Henry, it's a bad play. There's a million things you could do there from 3rd and 3, including use Trey Lance and get his legs rolling.
Bam! I wrote that down in parentheses. I wrote that down. I'm like, Trey Lance, like, run him.
Add a dimension.
Do something.
I mean, that felt like a time where, okay, you can run the Trey Lance package there, not randomly bring him in to hand off the ball on first down in the third quarter and then go put Cooper back in. I have no idea what their thought process was yesterday. Like I said, it didn't even feel like they had a game plan. It felt like they got in there and just went, what do you want to do now? What do you want to do here? Where do we move things now? And they just looked wholly unprepared.
Record your messages of hatred on the Odyssey app. We're going to take phone calls at some point in time. Normally it's at 6:40, Well, we had so much other chaos afterwards. We have to play that for you before you get in your calls of disgust, including CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jones on the sun. CeeDee may need to wear what RJ is in order to protect himself from the sun. And Micah Parsons, did he absolutely roll the Cowboy bus over Mike McCarthy? Back and forth, K-Twiz, Peyton Russell, Steve Pellegrino, Davey Boy. They all have the shots on X of RJ representing all Cowboy fans. Right now we continue with Star Down, and the Cowboy audio that made things even worse next on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.